You're listening to My Sister Says with Amy, Erin,
and Carly. It's just something to listen to. This week, we'll be sharing a bit about ourselves. This is episode one.
Hello, internet world. We thought it would be a good idea to use this inaugural episode to introduce ourselves. The first thing you should know is that we are sisters. We grew up in the same house and ate the same food and participated in the same events for years before we branched out on our own into adulthood. Sorry, everybody. I'm reading a script right now. Our family has a reputation of being kind of quiet, so we thought this podcast would be a good reason to talk to each other and also a good opportunity for people to hear us talk. And today we'll be talking about ourselves. It only feels right to start this in the natural order of birth. So we're going to kick it off with Amy. You're up first.
Yay. Well, yes, I'm Amy. I'm the oldest. And so what is there about me to say? I have been married to my husband, Chris, for 9 years. And we have 2 kids and a third on the way. And Charlie, our oldest, is 4. And he likes cars and trucks and robots and all those kinds of things. And Poppy is 1.5. And she loves to follow Charlie around and get into whatever he's doing. And then I don't know what this third one's going to be like yet. We'll just have to see.
Boy.
I am a stay-at-home mom, so I basically just take care of the kids. We're planning on homeschooling, so we've started a little bit of the homeschool preschool with Charlie, so that's been fun here recently. And I don't know, that's basically what I do with my life.
Good job.
Thanks. So next we're going to hear from Erin. And fun fact about her is when she was little, she went without her 2 front teeth for much longer than the average child.
Thank you for that introduction, Amy.
You're welcome. It is true.
I was toothless for quite a while. But that's how I learned to whistle through my teeth.
It's a good skill.
So a little bit about myself. I am living in Chicago. I work as a payroll person for a TV network. I'm living alone right now, though I'm living like in a family house. So there are kids running around on the ceiling above me. But I have a special little garden unit. Always love basements, and I'm finally living in one, and it feels right.
Nice.
Things about me, I like to try to dabble in creative things. Sometimes I give painting a go. Sometimes I try to write. Usually writing is hard. So I don't try that as much as some other things, but writing is actually the goal in life, so that's probably why I avoid it more often than anything else. But I would like to be a writer and make movies one day. I don't know. I've got a lot of goals floating around in my head, and I'm slowly creeping towards them. I think that's about all you need to know to start with. So let's move on to Carly. Short fact about her. She used to collect panda bears when she was little.
Yeah, I did. And there's still a lot at our parents' house in my old room. I'm Carly. I'm 23, the youngest sister. I've been out of college for a little over a year. I majored in graphic design, and I work as a graphic designer at a church now. But I enjoy doing art of all kinds, and watching art of all kinds and reading stuff that people write, which is kind of artistic, creative stuff. I also like to garden, which is not, I feel like people my age don't really do. It's a lot of older people that garden. So that's one thing I can relate to with old people. It's gardening. I like trying new things, going places. I like traveling. I just don't get to travel as much as I would like to. But maybe one day when I'm rich, I will do that.
Good goal.
Yeah. I think that's about it. Just living life.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Every time you say your stuff, I'm like, that's, yeah, I should have said some of those things too. You got some good ones in there.
Thank you.
I like to go things and do stuff.
Go things.
Yeah. Okay. Short fact about Amy is that she had several pet turtles when we were little that just came into our yard and she would claim as her own. And she would name them Ed. I don't remember how many Eds there were, but there was there were several Eds.
At least four.
Yeah, there were a lot of Eds, although the first one was already Ed the second.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you say it had...
He came with his name painted on his shell, Ed the Second.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone else just followed suit. Yeah. And they all ran away. So
well, you, kept them
you can have a turtle that runs away.
Can't keep track of those turtles.
I know.
They're so fast, right?
They are. They're sneaky. They just,
they're
they
faster than you expect them to be.
They really are.
That turtles are slow when you're little.
And then they slip off into the bushes and you can't find them anymore.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we're going to move on to the next section of the show. We're planning in each episode to share one thing that we're currently into. It could be a favorite show, a hobby, a new product that we're using, some kind of food we like to eat. It could be anything, really, that has captured our attention or is making us happy. So we're each going to share the thing that we are into right now. So, Erin, would you like to share what you're into first?
Yeah, it's kind of not very timely, but it is for me because I can't stop thinking about it. Been trying to distract myself with some television after stressful days at work, and recently I had been watching Bachelor in Paradise. First time I've watched this this show in the Bachelor franchise. I've always watched like Bachelor and Bachelorette, but I thought, you know, I'm already so ashamed of watching these shows. I really was like not, I had put my foot down and said I wasn't going to watch Bachelor in Paradise because it was just too much. But then I learned that my favorite from all of the Bachelors, or I should say Bachelorettes ever, Nick was going to be on Bachelor in Paradise. Mm-hmm. So then I had to watch it. Did watch it. Way more exciting than Bachelor and Bachelorette, first of all. But
totally
secondly,
agree.
So excited about the news that Nick is going to be the next Bachelor. It's all I can think about when I think about television. I can't wait for it to show up. I've been waiting for this moment since he was on Andy's season.
Yeah. It's time for Nick to find love.
That's right.
Okay, so I'm out of the loop when it comes to these things. How is The Bachelor in Paradise different from the other things?
What is
happening in this show?
Carly, you watch it too.
I do watch it.
Give a little background here because I'm too overwhelmed thinking about The Bachelor.
So Bachelor and Bachelorette, you have the one guy or girl and then a bunch of suitors or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Bachelor in Paradise, they bring back favorites from past seasons or like people you don't really know about, but then they turn into like, sometimes they turn into people you really like from the show. But their whole goal in Bachelor in Paradise is to pair off into couples, find true love, And so there are multiple couples in Bachelor in Paradise.
So you have several guys and several girls?
Yeah.
Is the idea?
And people trickle in each episode.
Yeah, each week, depending on who has to give out the roses, the boys or the girls, mm-hmm. they'll have more of the other group of people come in. So, like, if it's the boys' week to give out roses, they'll bring in more girls.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, there's more competition.
And every time...
And you have to, like...
Every time a new person comes in, they have a date card. And so they have to get, like, the scoop from everybody else about who's paired off, who are, like, the strong couples, and who's kind of, like, free to go on a date. But some people are just like, mm-hmm. I'm interested in this guy or this girl, so I'm going to mm-hmm. ask them, even though they already have someone they're paired
off with. So, like, if it's a guy's week, each of the guys picks one girl to give a rose to? Is that how it works?
Yes.
And then do all the rest go home?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So you could be somebody who came in on week one, and you were just, like, casually, like, hanging out with somebody. But then another girl comes in, and she's like, I want to go on a date with this person. They have a great date, and then you don't get the rose.
Mm-hmm. Man, that does sound...
It's very
exciting.
Dramatic.
It's really dramatic. There's all sorts of drama that happens.
Now, do different people, does it happen where, like, one person pairs off one week and then the next week somebody else gives that girl a rose? Or, you know, like, are people moving around? Mm. Or do they pretty much stick?
Mm. I mean, people are usually pretty respectful of, like, the solid couples.
Yeah.
And by the way, like, this takes place over, like, 12 days or something.
So, it's a, like... Not even a month.
So they're a solid couple within, like, 2 days' time. But
sometimes it's, like, one night.
But three couples got engaged this year. So I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it really is.
It's the way to find true love, apparently.
I was also very, very amazed this year about what happened with Evan.
Me too. I didn't like Evan. But then...
Nobody really liked Evan.
Nobody liked Evan. I thought that whole Chad business...
I mean, you were like, he's... Yeah. Like, he's a nice guy, but he was also kind of a tattletale and kind of, like, whiny, you know. But then this magical love story happened with him and Carly.
Mm-hmm. Not me. Mm. The Carly on the show. Right. But then, yeah. Then you got to really like Evan. When he's with
once
Carly
did.
Yeah. Only it was funny when she didn't initially like him, and that was pretty funny. So they went
she was really mean about it,
too. Like, that was the most disgusting kiss I've ever had in my life. Something like that.
And now they're getting married.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah, that's what I have been into.
That's a good choice.
Yeah, thanks.
Very exciting.
So, Carly, have you been into anything?
Well, mine is also a television show, because that is all I do with my life other than work. I really need to be more diligent with using my brain. But I've been into Stranger Things. This is also very timely, because a lot of people have been talking about it. I feel like I'm on the... I just, like, hopped on the wagon, but I'm fine with being on that wagon, because I really
like
the
show. Have you watched it all?
Yeah, I've seen it all, and I've seen, like, the first few twice, because I started watching it with our father.
Oh, our father. Who art in Kentucky.
Which I thought he would like it, and I think he did. We didn't really get... I feel like once you get more into it, it becomes more interesting, but... That's what I've
that
been
seems
into.
Like a show he would like.
Yeah. I really liked it. It's kind of sci-fi.
I liked it too. Watched it all. Although I was kind of... I don't know how I feel about, like, having a season two of it. Wasn't ready for that announcement.
Oh.
You know, I have this thing where I kind of just want TV shows to, like, end sometimes. Mm. After just a solid, like, a single storyline.
Yeah, I can see that. there were some loose ends, though.
Yeah.
So I think it could be pretty interesting, season two.
So is this something you can find on Netflix?
Yes.
Or it's Hulu, on or like is the
yeah,
full season?
Yeah, it is. Go to Netflix.
Netflix.
It's a Netflix
okay.
show. So
it's it'll probably be on like the popular list.
Yeah. Okay.
Trending.
Easy.
Okay.
Winona Ryder's in it. Everybody's. Like,
now, does this involve any sort of like scary, stressful
yeah.
kind of stuff? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I listened to this other podcast this week and they were talking about this show. And I liked the way they described how the story was. They said that the adult part, like the adults of the show, were kind of like in a Steven Spielberg movie. So that's how they were dealt with. And then there's the teens, and they were like in a John something. I forget.
Hughes.
No, not John Hughes. It was a different guy. He made like scary films, teen films in the 80s.
Oh, Carpenter?
Yeah, John Carpenter. I don't know what he's made, what movie he's made. But and then the kids part is like a Stephen King book.
None of this helps me at all.
I don't know. It's not like, it's more creepy than jumpy, scary.
Yeah, I would agree with that. There aren't a lot of jump scares in it, but.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like suspenseful and kind of creepy, but.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not
and
too
it's not,
bad.
It's like, not like bloody or violent really either.
Okay.
I would.
It's a little bit.
I mean, it's a little violent. But it's not.
Not gory.
Yeah. I mean, it's rated, what is it? TV 14 or whatever. So it's not the worst.
Man.
Okay. I'll think about it.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That's good.
I tend to stick to like comedies.
Yeah.
Really lighthearted sort of stuff.
So you can sleep at night.
Yeah. Something I don't have to think too hard about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what are you into, Amy?
Well, the thing I'm into makes me sound really old compared to the two of you.
Because you are.
I know. The thing I'm into is embroidery.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, I'm not doing any embroidery. I don't have time for that. But. maybe someday when I'm really old, I'll learn how to do embroidery. But I've found like several different embroidery artists, I guess you would call them embroiderers. I don't know. I found several different people who do embroidery on Instagram that I've started following. And they all have like little shops that they, you know, sell their little hoops of embroidered art on them. But it's just really pretty stuff. And there are a lot of different styles out there that I had never really realized. Like usually I think of embroidery and I think like the little home sweet home cross stitch things that you see at your grandma's house or, you know, just like a monogrammed pillowcase or, you know, stuff like that. That isn't really my style. But these people make, you know, usually they're the hoops with some kind of a picture. But there are a lot of different styles. And so like, for example, one of them that I follow is named Stephanie Lapri. I don't know. I'll link to all, we're going to have some show notes. So we'll link to all these things that we've been talking about in our show notes. So I'll link to her stuff. But she makes like, right now she's doing a bunch of like black and white pieces that look like mountains and rivers, and they're just very like simple and graphic and kind of minimalist. So those are pretty cool. And there's like another one named Sarah Binning who's really good, and she does these pieces. They're almost like still life paintings, only it's embroidery, but they're like very detailed, and she has a lot of like plants. And, you know, like potted plants with like a person sitting in the middle of it or a rug or a table or something like that. But they're very detailed and very textured. And, I mean, these things must take them hours and hours to make. And then you go to the shop to see how much they cost, and they're like hundreds of dollars. So, yeah. And there are a few other, there's Happy Cactus Designs, which makes kind of more simple flower type things with lots of different colors. And there's another one called Cider and Honey that I've been following that has like some patterns and florals and things. So anyway, it's just been kind of fun to watch the, you know, different people who do this thing. And it's kind of an interesting art form, not something that you see every day.
Yeah.
I actually have a friend who does that too.
Really?
Her name is Robin, and she, her shop is called Sick Beat Stitch, and that's B-E-E-T.
Oh, you know, I think I've seen that one too.
Yeah, I know our people listening can't see, but I have one that I can show you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah, BRB. You guys talk about something.
I think. Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, what initially got you into this? Did you see some embroidery that you really liked, or what?
Oh, that's cool. Erin is showing us her piece from Sick Beat Stitch. It's like power lines.
Power lines, yeah. Isn't it cool, though?
Yeah, it is.
It's the most artistic thing I have up in my apartment right now. Mm-hmm. So, got it on display. That's why I had to go grab it.
Well, we'll link to her shop as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, Carly was asking me how I got into this, or like started following this. I think there was probably someone else that I followed, like a blogger, like a crafty sort of blogger that I followed on Instagram, who maybe mentioned it or tagged it, or you know how Instagram people can, you can kind of go down the rabbit hole, basically. Yeah. So I think that just happened one day. And like I found one person, I was like, oh, this stuff is cool. And then like followed some of the hashtags of embroidery, modern embroidery, stuff like that. I was like, oh, here's some more things that are cool. So just started following a few of them. So it's just kind of fun to see their work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really neat kind of art. Mm-hmm. I never would like, you don't, it's not one that you learn in school in art class, you know? Yeah.
Right.
So I do always wonder how people get into it.
Yeah. And it's not really one that you think of as being very modern.
Yeah.
I think of it as being a very traditional thing and not necessarily being that interesting. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, somebody in a rocking chair.
Yeah.
Doing their cross-stitching.
Yeah, but I feel like these people that I've seen do some really neat stuff, like stuff you would actually want up on your wall.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So.
Nice.
So that's what I've been into lately.
Nice.
That's very interesting.
So, yeah, every week we wanted to share a random internet quiz. You know, the ones that you take that tell you what your personality or soul is all about by having you pick out favorite Backstreet Boy or something like that. So we're going to share our results of the quizzes that we take every week, and we will link that in our show notes so you can take the quiz too.
Woo-hoo.
And you can leave us comments and tell us what you got. So, Carly, tell us what quiz we took.
Okay. To keep up with the sisterly theme this week, we are going to channel our inner sister from one of the most famous sister groups of modern times, the Tanner Sisters from Full House. In the BuzzFeed quiz, which Full House sister are you? So, Amy, what were your results?
I got Stephanie Tanner, which was honestly kind of surprising for me. I feel like I'm much more of a DJ, like not really that exciting, kind of bossy.
Older sister type.
Yeah. The one with kids and family and responsibilities now, you know. But I got Stephanie in the quiz, and these things are always right, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Who'd you get, Erin?
I got Michelle.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess Michelle is fine. She was, I think Stephanie was my favorite too, but Michelle was like kind of fun.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's everyone's favorite.
Yeah.
She had all the one-liners, you know?
Yeah.
Well, no, Stephanie had a one-liner too. What was hers?
Hers was how rude.
How rude. but no, I'm okay with Michelle. Like, she had some personality, you know? And she was really like the star of the family because she was the baby. So everybody was like, look at her. So that's pretty, obviously I'm the star of this family. I feel like this is very accurate. Yes. Also, in the description, it said something about having puppy dog eyes, which is always how my eyes are described. Just kidding, people. My eyes are kind of small. No, Carly, what'd you get?
I also got Stephanie Tanner, which I don't know. I'm fine with, I guess.
What does that mean?
I don't remember.
It's been a long time since I've watched an episode of Full House.
All I can think of is like she wore leggings, but I mean that was the 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
Early 90s.
Yes.
So
she had crimped hair a lot.
Yeah, ponytails, scrunchies.
Yeah.
I'm just describing all the little girls in the 90s.
Yeah.
Is she the one that drove the car into the kitchen?
Ooh,
was that Stephanie?
What's that? I feel like that was DJ.
I don't know that Stephanie got old enough to be driving in Full House.
No, I thought she wasn't. Maybe it was DJ. I thought maybe Stephanie was like being, you know, ornery.
Yeah.
Oh.
I want to drive the car.
Maybe.
Have either of you watched Fuller House, the new grown-up version? I haven't either. It seems as if Stephanie is kind of the party girl at this point now, though. Like sort of the Uncle Jesse equivalent.
Ooh, Uncle Jesse. So, she must be cool then.
Yeah.
She must sing with the Beach Boys then.
Yeah.
Really?
I wonder if
Elvis.
They brought the Beach Boys in yet. You know, they always had the Beach Boys on there for some reason. I wonder if they brought them in yet for Fuller House. Or if they're waiting until like season two to drop them in.
Yeah.
We've got a special guest, kids. And then they'll make a joke about, oh, who's that? And everybody will be like, oh, no.
Yeah.
They don't know who the Beach Boys are because they're so young.
This sounds like a great episode.
Yeah. I remember that one episode. The Beach Boys were in. They were on that. Were they in Hawaii? They were on some island and they got lost. They thought they were on a desert island and then they ended up like going searching for something and then there were the Beach Boys having a concert. And they were like, wait, we're not on a desert island. We were just on
Are they on Kokomo?
Maybe.
Probably. Yeah. I think Kokomo's like in Indiana.
That changes the song a little bit.
Yeah. All right. They had all of those like special episodes on Full House.
Yeah.
Like two episode ones.
Mm-hmm.
The wedding where Uncle Jesse skydived and landed in tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Tomato trap.
He skydived into tomatoes?
Yeah. He was, like, questioning whether he wanted to be married or something like that.
Trying to do one last crazy thing or something before he settled down.
And he landed in a truck with tomatoes in the back. And for some reason, I don't know why.
I remember him skydiving, but I don't remember that landing.
I remember it because it was, like, the end of the show, and then it was to be continued, and it started with him covering tomatoes toss or something.
Oh. Man, those are the good old days.
All right, well, I think we're going to wrap this up. So we hope all of you listeners out there, which I'm sure there are millions.
Mama?
We hope you enjoyed your first episode of My Sister Says. We'll be back in, our plan is a couple weeks for a discussion on a new topic, what we're into, a new random internet quiz. And in the meantime, we'd love to hear from you. You can go to mysistersays.co, to leave us your feedback in the comments on the first episode. We'll be posting all of our episodes there. That's where the show notes can be found. And you can leave any comments or questions or whatever there on the website. You can tell us your results from the internet quiz. Tell us which Tanner sister you are and whether you're happy with that or not. You can give us ideas if you have any ideas for future episodes, things you'd like us to discuss. Maybe you have a question that you want to ask a sister, not your own sister, but a sister. And we're all ears. So once again, that's mysistersays.co, and we'll talk to you again next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.